What's good, everybody? It's your girl, and back on a new episode of Melanin Talk. First of all, I want to say a huge thank you to all of the people that are listening. Man, I love you all. Thank you for taking your time. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for sharing. I see you. I love you. Thank you. This episode today is called Goddess Flow. That's what I had to put on Solange. Like, first of all, have you all heard about her album? Have you heard the album? A lot of people say, oh yeah, it's boring, it's sleepy. That's because you asleep. This woman is trying to teach you art and history in the same thing, creating this beautiful album. So go ahead and definitely listen to it with open ears and an open mind. We're gonna get straight into it. Goddess Flow, because I feel like we're all goddesses. And it really doesn't matter what you identify as. A woman, a man, both, whatever. We all have this energy in us that is really powerful. And yes, we do tend to focus on a lot of stuff and forget about that. And that's why we're gonna talk about this, because I forgot about it, you definitely forgot about it, and that's why we're here, sis. I got you. So I feel like as a woman, you should definitely keep up with your appearance. There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, yeah, it is cool to be a tomboy, and I am tomboy too. Like, I like white clothes and all of that, but I feel like when you're mentally a little bit down, it's because one of their energies, the female or the male, are just too not in balance, you know? So, and to put effort in the way you look every day, because you are a goddess, your body is your temple, and you want to put good stuff on it and into it. And by doing that, you will feel better and you will feel the energy way much better. Like, girl, put yourself together. Don't be a mess walking around, crying around about everything, complaining every time. Me saying that is actually me saying that to myself right now, because I've been a mess. I'm gonna be honest. You know, Melanin Talk is honest. I've been a mess. I've been complaining a lot, having a lot of negative energy, and I have forgot about my goddess flow. Like, no. And this is the point where I'm like, looking at the mirror, you know this frog meme where you have the hoodie and you're talking to yourself? That's right now my life. Like, look into the mirror and say, get yourself together. Get yourself together. Like, you gotta own this. You gotta own the ugly parts about you and the beautiful parts. The thing is that we're so hard to ourselves that most of the time we only focus about the ugly parts. If you ever did this, raise your hands. I see you. So it's really, really easy to just focus on the negative parts about yourself and you be like not being the best friend to your own self that you could have, that you are to other people. Like, why would you do that? Why would you be, I mean, it's good to be good to others, but why would you be bad to yourself all the time? Concentrate on yourself. If you're in your 20s, concentrate on yourself, sis. There's a lot to do. There's a bunch of work to do. You gotta find out a bunch about yourself. And even if you're like 40, you're still not done. But at least you have an idea where you're going. Don't concentrate on the dumb stuff like who has the fattest ass, who is shaking it the best, who is, I don't know, rocking the longest weave, which man is like, don't concentrate on what kind of man you're running around with. Like, sis, I'm telling you, you need to concentrate and focus on yourself and build yourself before you're trying to go anywhere, okay? Because if you do not prepare, you lose. Let me give you an example. If you go on a job interview, you look full of mess, and you're trying to sell them that you're the best, you're trying to go somewhere, you're trying to make money, that won't work, okay? The same thing with life. If you're not prepared, you don't put yourself together, you're not gonna go anywhere. So this is the time that you have that you can use to build yourself, know yourself, and get your shit together. Amen to that. I mean, have you ever thought about it? Literally, you are a creator. You're one with God, Allah, the Almighty, whatever. You're pure light and energy in one. And this is even scientifically proved that we're light beings. Wow. Sit down for a minute. Take a breath. Take a breath. Breathe in. And notice how powerful this is, that you are a light being and that you are a creator. You create life. You have this power. You're magic. Simply just magic. Whatever, like I said, whatever you identify as, male and female, you are magic. I mean, in this world, you gotta set your standards. You gotta know your worth. You know what I mean? Like, but if I say know your worth, it's not like just an easy quote that everybody says. Like, you need to understand this. And that's why I'm gonna give you an example right now. So, Prada, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Rolex, all of them do not have sales. Not that I know, not like a huge sale. Do you know why? Because they know their worth. They know if you got it, you're gonna buy it. If you cannot afford it, bye-bye. Go to, I don't know, China, Turkey, get you a fake one. But you cannot come into our store and buy it if you don't got it. And that's how your mentality has to be, sis. You got to know your worth. And anybody that's going to understand that and see your worth and respect your worth is going to stay. Every other person that's not, the door. Easy. Like, never, ever, ever settle for less. Look at this woman that was like working hard and get to the point where they are. Michelle Obama, Oprah, Erta Kitt. Those women knew what their worth were because they just knew what they could do and they were keeping up working. And I'm sure they also have insecurities. I'm not saying everybody's perfect and you're not gonna have like days where you feel like shit, where you're gonna walk around just in your pants and like feel not worthy. I'm just talking about recognizing and remembering and reminding yourself of that inner goddess that you have, that is always going to be there, even if your mind is tricking you. There's one quote that I really love, and I would hang it up in my room. I would say to everybody I meet, like, if people show you who they are, you best believe them. People show you. And why that's important for your self-care and for your well-being is that in any kind of relationship, whether is friendship, a romantic relationship, or family relationships, you got to separate yourself from people who are trash. People who just are hanging around, not wishing you good, not supporting you, not doing anything. Like, if they show you who they were, do not drag them along. I know it's hard to sometimes let people go, especially if it's like when with your family and stuff, but you got to be selfish, okay? And it's nothing bad to be selfish, because you are taking care, like I said, of your temple, which is your mind and your body. I've neglected myself and I felt shitty. I've been playing a role and not really being myself, and I feel like you have to just be yourself, and people are gonna talk anyway. If you're quiet, they're gonna talk. If you're loud, they're gonna talk. Just be you and enjoy in silence. I would not spread everything out. I would like watch more, listen more. Do not talk too much, especially about others gossiping. Ladies, I feel like gossiping is honestly a huge waste of time and a huge waste of energy. Yeah, once in a while I get people talk about others, yes, but like constantly chattering and making people bad, it's not good. It's not good for your energy. It's draining you, and you're gonna feel it. You're gonna feel that you're not healthy inside. You're gonna get more colds, and it's really nothing that you want to do to yourself. I just give it as a tip, like, cut the drama off. You need that. Instead of that, get more in tune with your spirit. Get candles. Remember your ancestors. Because, yes, there were people before us. I mean, not everybody is into that, but just remember your grandma, your great-grandma. Just think of them. You don't need to have an altar and like pray or something. For those who pray, just pray. Get your mindset, like, get in tune with your spirit. It's inner cleansing, not just only from the outside, getting your pedicure and manicure. That matters. It matters how you clean yourself from the inside, because there's a bunch of stuff we're carrying around with us, and whether you let it out by creating a podcast like me, writing it down, suggesting a therapist, or just taking the time out for yourself, which I find is the best, with the therapist, of course, and having no shame. I feel like there's a lot of shame in the Black community, especially as Black women, when we say, oh, we strong. Yes, we are strong, but even the strongest fall sometimes, and it's okay to go to a therapist and get help if you are mentally really weak and if you really do not feel okay. Because long time ago I was thinking of like, nah, therapy never. But now I would say that I seriously have no problem to go to therapists. Like, no, I don't. I'm not ashamed of it, and you shouldn't. You really shouldn't. Like, this is not a judgment at all to anybody, because everything I talk about, I've went through this, okay? Like, I'm just talking shit. For real. I'm talking about things that I've learned, and I'm so grateful to share with you guys, in hope that we can just grow together, in hope that I will listen to this when I'm down and I'll be like, yes, that was the goddess speaking right there. And like I said, that we grow as a community. because this is all love. This is all love space, honeys. This is all love space. And one thing that I would also say is definitely, girl, you don't have to prove yourself to anybody. A lot of people are trying to prove themselves to others, especially us women. I gotta show him I'm wifey material, so I'm gotta show him you're just dating, right? And then you be like, oh, I gotta show him I can cook, I'm super nice, I'm sweet, I'm this, I'm these, I'm yada yada. Girl, if he ain't want you, he don't want you. Like, you can prove the shit out of yourself. If he don't want you, he don't want you. And if he wants you, he wants you. He's gonna see your worth without you proving it. Point blank, period. Can I get an amen? Amen. Thank you for that. Like, you don't need to prove yourself to anybody, even not to your parents. Okay? Keep your head up. Be yourself. It's not always easy. I've been there. And I feel like, yes, it is more easy to talk about it than to actually do stuff and get out that misery. But you just gotta own your pussy, girl. Like, that's why I say you got the pussy, you got the power. It's power, it's magic. I don't even care if you do actually have a pussy. You got power. And do not forget that you're water, you're the river. You're the sky. You are in tune with nature. You're a goddess. You are amazing. Stardust. Love. Love is what brought you here. Do not forget that. You're love. And yeah. I'm grateful for you. Grateful for me, for this positive thought flow that I just had. And I was like, okay, I need to record this and share this with you guys, because this is the inner goddess talking through me, God, Allah, the Amada. Yeah. I hope I'll see you soon. I keep saying see you. Like, of course, I'm happy to see you guys too, like, come on. But I'm happy to meet you in the next episode. And for now, this is it. Goddess Flow. I love you guys. Stay tuned, like I said, for the next episodes. Keep showing me the love. And yeah. I'm out.